Just sing it one more time.
Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strange.
Lord bless you tonight. It's good to see you on the house of God. We're going to have Brother Toby come and speak for us just momentarily. I got a call from Brother David, I think it's Combo, from Boston, Massachusetts area. And he said if I could invite anybody that wants to come for their Labor Day meetings, it's going to be, I don't have all the details, he's going to send me a flyer. It's going to be the Labor Day weekend. Brother Ed Biscoe, Brother Tim Dodd, and one other brother, I forget who it is going to be there speaking. Then also Brother Ron Spencer is having their Labor Day meeting in the South here at Elkton, Virginia. And Brother Timothy Pruitt, Brother Tim Pruitt, and Brother Donnie Reagan are speaking there. Amen. And don't forget our youth services this coming week, the 18th and 19th. Invite the brothers and sisters to come. Come and support the young people, that God can bless them. Brother Ron Spencer is going to be there, Lord willing, to speak to them. So come with expectation. Fast and pray some. Put your plate aside. We want God to get a hold of our young people. And this day, they need God more than ever before with all the sin, all the things that the world has to offer. But the best thing to offer is eternal life. Amen. Let's just sing that song one more time. Turn your eyes on Jesus, not to Brother Toby, but to Jesus.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the thing
of prayer. Dear Father, we are here this evening, not gathered unto man, but unto you.
Amen.
You gave us a promise that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, there you'll be in their midst.
Amen.
And we know that you always keep your appointments, dear God.
Amen.
We ask, dear Father, that you take total control of every vessel here, from the pulpit to the pews, dear God. Lord, let it be, dear Father,
yes,
that our desire will be to see Jesus,
yes,
and that desire will be met, dear Father.
Amen.
Take man out of the way, dear God. We bring every contrary spirit, dear Master, under subjection to the Father of all spirits,
Amen,
the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We ask this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
God bless you, church.
Amen.
So happy to be in your midst this evening. I don't want to take much of our time, but I want to bring greetings from my pastor, Pastor Yomi Peters, and the church in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. And also Brother Daly said I should say I should send his regards to the church as well. Amen. God bless you. I had a very wonderful service on Sunday, from the Sunday school to the Sunday morning service. And what we're going to be talking about, some of them have already been said, but it's not too much to talk about Jesus. We can never talk about Jesus too much. So if you will you please turn with me to chapter 11, verse 1. I'll take two scriptures, one verse each, and then we could have a seat. Hebrews chapter 11, the first verse. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, the 17th verse. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. You may please have your seats. Tonight, by the grace of God, I'm not used to late night service, and I'm not used to preaching very long as well. So I'm going to try my best to be done in about an hour, the Lord helping us. Amen. I want to speak on the subject that I titled, Faith is a Revelation. Amen. Brother, you said that on Sunday, Amen. That faith is a revelation. Amen. If we look back at where we just read, Brother Paul speaking here to the Romans, he said, so then, faith cometh by hearing. Now, faith is not hearing the word of God, but faith comes after we hear the word of God. Yes. We're going to see a story that Brother Bram narrated when he talked to a sister who needed help, who needed to be saved. Sorry, who needed healing. And what Brother Bram saw in her was that she had something that is before faith. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So there is a hope before faith. Amen. Hope in itself is not bad. Hope is a joyful expectation. Amen. I was hoping to come to the United States. Amen. Yes, I was hoping. I had that in mind. We prepared. I'm here with my wife and the kids, two of our kids, and my parents and my brother as well. So a huge troop coming here to the United States, seven of us. We had the hope. We had the plans. But anything could have changed. It was not a substance to us. If you asked me, were you going to the United States, I'll say, yes, I hope so. Yes. But that is not faith. That's right. Now, faith is a substance. What happens? After you get to that level of hope, you need to move a step forward to have it a substance and an evidence. Now, when you talk about a substance is not in the future. A substance is now. A substance is not what I would get in the future or what I might get or not get or what is almost certain. A substance is not even what is certain because a substance is now. Amen. Now, Brother Bram said in the message, The Greatest Battle Ever Fought, just to give that as a background. He said, well, brother, faith is a substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things you do not see, Amen. Taste, feel, smell, or hear. But you know it. Hallelujah. Now, there's a little difference from what we believe and what we know. Amen. I know we sing that song, only believe all things are possible. But if I'm going to tell you, it's something that's calling you to move into a process that takes you to reality. Yes. Now, if I ask you, how many people believe that they were born on the date of their birth? You say you believe it. Yes, if I ask you, do you know that you were born on that day? You might say you know, but in reality you don't know. That's right. Because you are too little to know the day you were born. Right. When I ask you about the day you were married, no one can explain it away from you. Because you know that you got married on that day. So what I want to establish is we move towards faith. Faith is a substance. It's not something that you are hoping to have. Hope in itself is not bad, but you've got to move on to faith. But Abraham said, but you know, it's a faith. Oh, God bless your heart. I wish I could get you to see it. Look here, friends. It's positive. Is that shirt white? Well, healing is right there. If you believe. The substance. Most of the people just hope. Say, oh, I believe I get well. 999 out of every 1,000. That's 99.99%. Passes by, don't know the first principle of faith. That's right. They have hope instead of faith. They've got hope instead of faith. He said faith is positive, real, where you can know it's going to be. Now, one thing about faith is this. It's in the future, but you already have it. It's in the future, but you already have it. That's why we say it's a revelation. It's something that God has told you that no one can explain away from you. Right. No one can tell me that this shirt is red because I know it's not red. Yeah. It's in the presence. So if you want to think about faith, just look at that in the future. Amen. Faith is a substance. It's an evidence. It's something that cannot be explained away. But Abraham says here, he said most of the people just hope. They say, oh, I believe I'll get well. 999 out of every 1,000 passes by don't know the first principle of faith. They have hope instead of faith. Faith is positive. He said, if you know that you're going to be healed this afternoon or this evening, if your sense of faith, here it is, get it. If your sense of faith declares to you that this gift comes from God and you are going to be healed just as much as your sight declares that that's a white shirt, you are sure to get it when you pass by.
Amen.
Many times people come with hope. But it's not hope that God is looking for. Amen. The Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
It's not without hope. It's without faith. God wants to get you to that point. Why? Because God himself operates by faith.
Amen.
What happened in the beginning? God was self-existing. It was just alone. But there was something in him called the Logos. That was the word. Now the Logos was God because the Logos was the expression of the thought of God.
Amen.
But when God wanted to express his thought, all that he had in mind, he used the word.
Amen.
When he spoke that word created everything that God said it should create.
Amen.
The power in the word was what made me and you.
Amen.
And God believed this word. But Abraham said, when God said, let there be light, he said it could have taken 1,000 years. But God was just there, knowing, not believing, but knowing that there will be light.
Amen.
Because he said so.
Amen.
Now we're going to see that the reason why we have hope and not faith is because we do not understand the power that's in the word of God. Abraham said, if you can trust the human parts, why not trust the superhuman parts? If you can trust the body, why not trust the spirit? For the spirit is superior over the body. He said, there it is. See what I mean? It's faith, the substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
Now, in the message, faith is the substance, in 1947, Brother Bram preached this. Brother Bram narrated an experience he had with a lady who was sick. I'm going to read a part of it to us. The lady had appendicitis, and it was already ruptured. Ram said he had come back home. I think he was really tired. And the call came that there was someone that was in need. And he decided to drive down to go and help. Now, this lady's condition was urgent. She couldn't wait to get to the hospital. She needed to get help immediately. And when Brother Ram got there, Brother Ram asked her, do you believe? And she said, I believe for all things. Now, she had come from a church that does not believe in divine healing. But she had read about Georgie Carter's case And that had helped her to believe that if Brother Branham could come and pray for me, then I will be healed. But I want us to see something that God permitted here. Brother Branham said, so then this girl, she said, oh, I believe Brother Branham. Well, she thought she believed. Now, look, she had hope. But faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see what I mean? Amen. Now, I said, sister, an ordinary case, I said, I could have a little time and let you have time. Maybe to take about that much faith and go out with it. But you've got to have immediate attention right now. If I'm going to be honest with you, you'll not live to see the hospital. Said the parents didn't appreciate that. Then Brother said, and I seen that he saw a little bracelet. He said, sorry, let me just get where he talked about. He said, well, I said, now look, now I want you to notice this. And I want you to be real careful now and take up every word so you can divide it of a little something that God permitted there. And I see if you've got faith. I said, sister, you do not have faith. She said, oh, Reverend Branham, I've got faith to believe anything. She said she has faith to believe what? Anything. Now, let's see what God allowed here. If you have faith, I want to ask you and show you, rather, that you do not have faith. Now, Brother Branham speaking here, listen and catch every word of it. Hanging in the room from a chandelier was a string. And on the end of that string was a little bracelet. It was a white bracelet with little red sets in it, where a child probably been playing with it, you know, swinging it in the room. Maybe some of you have your own babies to be pacified that way, swinging something around like that to play with, to amuse them. And Brother Branham had seen that little bracelet hanging from the chandelier. And he said to the young lady, how far are you away from that bracelet? She said, approximately 15 feet. And Brother Branham said, now, all you other adults here, all you people just turned your back right around me. Now there's nothing going to be done to hurt anyone. I just got to speak to this girl because she's got to catch the idea now. And Brother Branham said to the young lady, he said, now you tell me you've got faith to believe for all things. She said, I have, sir. I said, how long has it been since you've eaten? She said, about 3 days. She said, I can't even keep water in my stomach. And you know what? Appendicitis, AIDS, and fever on her also. And I said, now if you believe with all your heart, and you prove to me now that you've got faith, now you look right directly at that bracelet. And it's hanging there in mid-air. And you make that bracelet swing around and around in the room. And you make it swing back and forth in the room. And then stop it. And I'll believe you have faith. The bracelet was hanging. Brother Branham didn't say walk up there. Just look at the bracelet, if you've got faith, and tell the bracelet to move. That was what Brother Branham said. If you've got faith to believe everything, then ask this bracelet to move. Listen to what she said. She said, oh, Brother Branham, my, why ask me something like that? Brother Branham said, I wanted to see if you had faith. I said, Jesus said, all things are possible if you believe. Brother Branham said, now, that's just pure faith, friends. Magicians use it many times to play pranks and so forth. Yeah. Amen. You know one thing about God? God respects his principles. Amen. Forget about the fact that they are unbelievers. If they come upon the basis of God's word, God will respect that. Because God does not deny his word. Amen. The reason why we don't receive things from God is because we don't have complete faith. All we've got is hope. Because Satan brings the doubt, and you say, well, maybe it's not going to be done. And once God sees that, God will not respect that. But Ram said magicians use it many times to play pranks and so forth. Burst glasses and things. It will if you believe. But I'm trying to base the thought on faith so you know what I'm talking of. We're going to read somewhere else where Ram said that what the difference is between this, which is called Christian science, that works, and what we believe is that our faith is based upon the word. Amen. You channel the word into your heart, you believe it, and just because you believe it, God honors it. Amen. Now, Abraham said, I want you to sit still now so you catch this. Wake up yourself so when I get through with it, you'll know what it's all about. Then she said, why, Brother Abraham? No one could do that. I said, oh, yes, anyone can that believes. Well, I don't believe that anyone could do that. I said, I thought you said you believe for all things. See how she was caught right there. I said you believe all things. I want you to prove it. And she said, I don't believe there's anyone can do that. That's material, Brother Bram. She said, could you do it? I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, well, could I see it done? I said, if you desire. And she said, I desire. Then, of course, putting my mind on it and having her to watch that and not me. Now, then, of course, fastening my eyes to that bracelet, which you can yourself if you won't doubt in your heart. Amen. And it started moving around. And I then moved it back and forth around crossways and stopped it. She said, Brother Bram, that's spiritualism. I said, I thought you'd say something like that. My, isn't it strange how people that profess they know God and know so little about him? Isn't that right? He said, you know, we belong to the Church of Christ. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say that. But Bram didn't want to mention that, but he had to mention it somehow. And she said to him, there's no such thing can be shown in the Bible of anything like that. But Bram said, I thought that's what you'll say. I said, sure. That's in the Bible. She said, well, I don't believe it. All right. I said, you don't believe it? She said, no, you show me where that is in the Bible. But Bram said to her, one day Jesus passed by a tree. He wanted to find some fruit on it, and there was no fruit on it. He put a curse on it, and the tree began to wilt. You remember the story?
Yeah.
They just walked past the fig tree. He looked up. There was nothing. He said, no man eat of you thereafter.
Amen.
And he walked away. Right. And on their journey back, they got there. And the disciples noticed, Master, the tree you spoke to is all withered away. What did he say? Have faith in God.
Amen.
The creative power that's in the Word of God is now in you.
Amen.
If you've got the Holy Ghost, that creative power is right in you. Now, when God speaks to us, many times we need to listen. And if you are right in that environment, you'll see that God can reveal something into your heart that you know that it must happen.
Amen.
Now, there's a case in the Bible. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about what Brother Ram also had as an experience, which we all know. In Luke chapter 2, if you will please turn to that, from verse 25 to 33. I want us to pay attention. Here, Brother Bram had talked about this of one prophet called Simeon. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was... what's the next word? Revealed unto him.
Amen.
You know, he didn't see a vision. You know, he didn't have a dream. But it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Which we have today. That he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. It was revealed to him. We don't know how many years before Jesus came. But if he fell sick and had gone to the doctor, and the doctor looks to him and says, brother, you can't make it. Do you think he's going to be afraid?
No.
Why? It was revealed to him.
Amen.
It was something that he himself knew that this was God speaking to me directly.
Amen.
How many times God has spoken to us and said, you've asked me for this thing, and I'm going to give it to you. And many times we want to look at situations. Want to look at what is reasonable, what is mentally, you know, makes sense, something that makes sense. And because it doesn't make sense, we say, well, maybe God is not going to do it anymore. Can I share a personal testimony?
Amen.
You want to hear my testimony?
Amen.
All right, so some years back, I was seeking God for another job. Actually, I was not really actively seeking for another job, but a brother told me that the company was recruiting, a company that pays better than where I was working. And he had told me, our company is recruiting, will you just drop your resume? And I did that, and I was called for a test. This is a very competitive job. So a lot of people were called in for, you know, tests and then interviews, and the numbers kept reducing. You know how it works. And at the first time when I went for the test, I don't know why I prepared for that test, because it was going to be aptitude test. I needed to read and prepare and all of that. I stood no chance. I didn't even have good results in school, college. And I just completed my master's. And the Lord made me know that I was going to get that job right at the early stage. Now, when I wrote the tests, there was one that had 20 questions, and I only completed 9. 9 out of 20. Is that pass or fail? Not even up to half. I had another one that had 36 questions. I think I did up to 33. So I'd lost hope. For me, I could get a job. I could not get the job, you know, looking at it from the mental angle. And I was called for the second stage. And then the third stage. And then I went for the final panel interview. And at my interview, somebody asked a question and said, how come you had poor results in the tests? And you were called on for this final interview. I said, I don't know. I don't have the privilege to know what I scored, but I'm here. I finished that. Now, this job lingered on for 2 years. There was a delay of about 2 years. And within that time, God was testing my faith. Another job vacancy came up. I applied. It was going to be in Tunisia. I was ready to go to Tunisia. My mental sense was like, oh, this is what God wanted for me. But God had revealed to me that you were going to work in this company. Of course, that one didn't work out. And later on, I got the job. Now, what am I trying to say? Many times, God tells us something. When it comes to us, it's a revelation. You know it within yourself. Amen. Many times when we say we have faith, we have hope. We are believing that God might give it to us. But one thing I need us to do is we need to ask God, that God, what is your will concerning this? Reveal it to me. Amen. When God reveals it, you can no more doubt it. Even if you doubt it, you know within yourself that God has said this will happen. Amen. Even if you doubt it, you know within yourself that this is going to happen. One day, our prophet was meditating on Joseph, was reading the Bible, was just meditating. He was just reading the Bible. And he said, and the Holy Spirit revealed unto me and said, you will have Joseph. Did he see a vision? Was he a prophecy? No. The Holy Spirit revealed. You want me to read it? I'll read it to you so I don't just sound like I'm just saying something that is not true. I just don't want to take our time. In the message, works is faith expressed, paragraph 241. Abraham said, he talked about reading about Joseph. He said, see, it just wasn't to the others. They ought to have loved him, but instead of that, when he told them, he was talking about Joseph. Sometimes things against them, oh, they say, here comes that dreamer, see? And they hated him without a cause. He was thinking to himself, say, why did they do that? And yet that man never moved. He stayed right there. This was Brother Ram just meditating. See, I said, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for such a man. Yeah. And right then, the Holy Spirit revealed to me, said, you'll have a son, and you'll call his name Joseph. Yes, right. So I got up from there and thanked the Lord. Amen. Now, did Joseph come easy? No. No. Joseph didn't just come easy. It was not the next day, Sister Mita got pregnant, and boom, there was Joseph. God will always try your faith. When he reveals it to you, what is God expecting? God wants us to be like him. Amen. When God spoke his word, see, brothers and sisters, We're in the closing moments of time. God is taking us to that state where everything we say will be backed up by heaven. Yes, the message has gone on for years, but you know what God was doing? He was building character in us. We've had fights, we've had battles, we've had our childish behaviors. We've done the things we ought not to do, but we're growing as children. Amen. We are falling. We have risen up. But this is the time of the adoption.
Amen.
Amen. It's the time of the adoption.
Amen.
What is adoption? Like we heard on Sunday, it's not taking on a child that is not yours.
Right.
It's the placing of sons.
Amen.
To say, my son has been tutored.
Amen.
This son has got some great intelligence and some great training. He has fallen. He's got spanked sometimes. But now, he's matured enough to take my place.
Amen.
We are not taking any other person's place. We are taking the place of Jesus.
Amen.
And Brother Bram said that character, sorry, power without character is what? It's satanic. So he's taking us through all these tests. But we are getting to that point where we're going to speak and heaven is going to back it up.
Amen.
What Abraham said about the third pool, he said, these things that you see in my ministry. He said, wait till that world council of churches starts to tighten up. When she starts to tighten up, that's when me and you will need the word.
Amen. Amen.
It's not going to be the time when we're going to say, yo, I need to reach Pastor Mike to pray for me. No. Because there won't be church anymore.
Yeah.
They're going to come after you. They will come to your homes and say, oh, we want to find that terrorist.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We're going to be called terrorists. It's because of us that all these things are happening.
Amen.
Because when they are now united, anyone that is against them is causing terror.
Yeah.
They are going to call us religious extremists.
Yeah.
And we'll be equated to terrorists. But at that time, that is when we're going to see the third pool in action. Abraham said, you're going to look at a brother who says, I've not had rain, and my farm, all my crops are going, and you're going to say, in the name of the Lord, I give you rain. Not I'm going to pray for you, but in the name of the Lord, I give you rain.
Amen.
Amen.
At that time, we're going to need the type of transportation that Philip had.
Yeah.
When they'll take the cars from you, and the Holy Spirit will transport you supernaturally. I need to be in sister's house, and it's going to take you right there.
Amen.
But it's taking us through trials and testings.
Amen.
To build our faith. Amen. The experiences we have each day, I ask God for this. Who believes that God does not love them? There's no one. We all know God loves us. We have a personal relationship with Him. When we came to Christ, we're not persuaded to come. Oh, yes, you might have been persuaded to come to the altar, but it had to get to a point where it was between you and Christ alone.
Amen.
And if that relationship ever existed, then you know you have a direct relationship with Christ.
Amen.
All you've been trying to do is to know more about your Father.
Amen.
Just like it happens in the natural. It's when the child is fully grown, he's going to say, I know my Father. It will not do that.
Amen.
So it's a time of building some familiarity, getting to know Christ. So Brother Abraham, it was revealed to him that he was going to have Joseph. Right after that, Sister Mida got pregnant. And later on, she had Sarah.
Yes.
There were prophecies. You remember at that time, the doctor had told Brother Abraham that don't let this woman have another baby because she's going to die.
Yeah.
Brother Abraham said, I don't care. He said, God promised me that I'm going to have Joseph.
Amen.
If you see the confidence Brother Abraham had in that little revelation in his heart,
yeah.
It was as good as if he saw a vision.
Right.
So I don't need to wait to see a vision.
Yeah.
I don't need to wait to have the gift to dream. If God gives it, yes, it's good. But every individual has got a personal relationship with Christ.
Amen.
And for everything you need, you can go to Him.
Amen.
When He reveals it to you, you know He has revealed it. What we are not getting, perhaps, is that revelation. Perhaps that's what we are not getting. But if God sees faith, God never turns down faith.
Amen.
So if you've not had your prayers answered, it's all because you've not had faith. I need to hurry now. Now, Brother Bram said in the message, he was talking about this faith and how it comes, the greatest battle ever fought. He said, if this church right now could be put together and knitted together with such that every person will be in one accord and not one shadow of doubt anywhere, there wouldn't be a feeble person in our midst in another 5 minutes.
Amen.
Knitted together with what? With the faith of God.
Amen.
Just united in faith, believing that all things are possible.
Amen.
Not just believing with the mind and hoping, but knowing as a reality, as a substance, that all things are possible. But Ram said, there will not be nobody here desiring the Holy Ghost, but will receive it if you could just get that certain thing fixed. Now, that is where the battle begins, right in your mind, whether you will. He said, now remember, it's not Christian Science. Now, mind over matter. A lot of people believe things and it happens. The magicians use these things, he told us. He said, the mind accepts the life, which is the word of God, and there brings the life. Just your thoughts doesn't do it. Many times we want to think about it. It's not positive thinking. It's not positive thinking. Positive thinking might work, like it works for some people that don't believe in God. But God is not going to give you that answer if you have not attained to where he wants you to attain to, because you are his child. He said your thought doesn't do it. But the word of God brought in the channel of your thought. It's not the thought as Christian Science make it, mind over matter. No, that isn't it. But your mind accepts it. It grabs it. What is your mind controlled by? Your spirit. And your spirit catches the word of God. And that's the thing that's got life in it. It brings life into you. Oh, brother, when that takes place, when life comes down that channel into you, the word of God is manifested in you.
Amen.
So what do I need to do? Take on the word of God. Concentrate on it. And allow it to get into the channel of my mind. Let the word get into your thoughts. Start to see the word of God. Brother Bram told us about the little boy that had a tumor in the brain. And started to imagine that tumor as a balloon that he could just put a pin and burst. And because he had that in his mind was meditating upon that, what was told Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt do what? Meditate upon it day and night.
Amen.
Meditate upon it. Allow the word to get into the channel of it. There is nothing that we need from God that we cannot get. Hear what Abraham said? He said if we can just get there, get where? Allowing the word of God to get into the channels of our thoughts.
Amen.
Then there won't be a feeble person in the next 5 minutes. There won't be anyone desiring the Holy Ghost, but will receive it.
Amen.
Many times when we are desiring the Holy Ghost, what happens? We want to help God. You want to be holy before God makes you holy. He's not asking for you to be holy. He knows you are filthy. He wants you to come to him in that filthy state.
Amen.
And he's going to make you holy.
Amen.
Will it happen in one day? Absolutely not.
Amen.
But when you catch the revelation, to receive the Holy Ghost is by faith.
Yes.
It's by faith.
Yes.
What does it mean? It means you'll be tried and tested.
Amen.
It means right after that you believe that you've received the Holy Ghost, you're going to go back right there, see your old friends, and do what is wrong. All right. Oh, yes. I'm speaking from experience. absolutely from experience. I was born in the circle of the message. My dad is here as a minister. Born right into the message, listening to the tapes. But that was not salvation.
Amen.
It got to a point where I had to meet with Christ. And where I had to learn at his feet. How do I learn? By falling and rising. By not denying what God has done. In the message, we don't have the time, but Abraham told us about a brother who had been praying to God for the Holy Ghost. I don't know why I'm saying this, but maybe it's for somebody. It comes to the altar. It desires God for the Holy Ghost. It goes back, and Satan tells him, you've not received the Holy Ghost. He said, but one day, he drove down with a stick. He said to Satan, no matter what happens, I will point to this. No matter what happens, let me go back and smoke that cigarette again. I'm pointing back to this.
Amen.
This was where I met Jehovah's requirements.
Amen.
That's what the brother did. And God respected that faith.
Amen.
Why? It was a substance of things hoped for. It was a revelation to him. He knew he had met the requirements of Christ. What does God need? He said, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of your sins.
Amen.
And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
Not ye shall go and try to do the holy works.
Glory.
Not you shall go and try to be a good Christian. You can't be who can be a Christian? You want to live the life of Christ by yourself?
No,
it doesn't happen that way. What happens? You need to have Christ in you for Christ to live his own life himself.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you're born into the kingdom, you know the statue of a perfect man, we don't have it here. Brother Peter told us, he said, add to your faith virtue. Did he say add faith? No, faith was the foundation. That was receiving the Holy Ghost itself. But Abraham said you cannot receive the Holy Ghost except by faith. What does that mean? You are going to be tried, but you must hold on to that. And say, Satan, whatever happens, this is revealed to me. God has done this because I have met his requirements. I've done my own part of the deal. God will do his own part of the deal.
Amen.
Your part of the deal does not include you trying to be holy.
Amen.
You know what you need to do? If you are still struggling with those habits, just keep coming to church.
Amen.
When the chick is in the egg. You cannot help the chick to come out of the egg. All you need to do is do what? Provide the right atmosphere.
Amen.
You keep coming to church. You can go back and do all those wrong things. Keep coming to church.
Amen.
On the appointed day.
Amen.
The day that God has appointed, you are going to find a new experience.
Amen.
And right from there, you're going to keep believing that God has done it.
Amen.
In closing, Brother Abraham told us about rapturing faith. It's the faith that we need for the moment. The only time the rapture has ever happened was back in the days of Enoch. Enoch walked with God, and the Bible said he was no more because God took him. So when we're talking about rapturing faith, it's not something that is easy to reach out to. Even the saints of old, the ones of the New Testament, when Brother Paul was talking in Hebrews 11, I believe it is, when he had given the commentary of all the saints of old, he said, without us, they are not perfect.
Amen.
God giving us a better promise that they without us cannot be made perfect.
Amen.
What is he talking about? We are the pinnacle. We are the ones unto whom the ends of the earth is come. We are the ones that will live to see the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
And to believe God for the changing of our bodies.
Amen.
It's by faith.
Amen.
We've never seen it happen. But it's got to be faith that will be revealed to us.
Amen.
And the message of the rapture, preached on the 4th of December, 1965, just a few days before Brother Brown went to be with the Lord. Brother Brown said, but to the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation to her.
That's right.
Amen.
It's revealed to her that the revelation, the true bride of Christ, will be waiting for that revelation of the rapture.
Amen.
I love the words Brother Bram used. Take every word as important.
Hallelujah.
He said she will be waiting. He knew she wasn't there yet. But there's going to be a time when he knew he was not going to be here. Oh, yes, Brother Bram knew he was not going to be here. He knew it was time for him to go.
Yeah.
I read a commentary of somebody that played the organ for him. Can't remember his name right now. Can't remember, but my dad knows that. And the man said he had been with Brother Bram just a couple of weeks before he went to be with the Lord. And he felt that that was the best time for Brother Bram to start his healing campaigns and all of that. And he had gone to him and said, Brother Bram, you know, I've been successful with all those camp meetings and all of that. Can I please, you know, help you? You're just 56. This is the right time for you. Brother Bram looked at him and said, son, that's not the will of God. Brother Bram said to him, he said, my time is up. I don't have the comment, but I could read it to you. This is someone that's not in the message. Brother Bram told him his time is up. Brother Bram told him what was going to happen after. That there was going to be a time of teaching and revealing the word. He said, after that, he said, God will send down the Holy Spirit. He said it's going to be a revival, like he's going to send it like a bomb on planet Earth. And then the rapture will happen. Abraham said, it's a revelation. For revelation is faith. You cannot have a revelation without it being faith. Faith is a revelation because it's something that's revealed to you. Faith is a revelation. Faith is something that's been revealed to you like it was to Abraham, that could call anything contrary to what had been revealed to him as though it wasn't so. Everything contrary. You know how much we respect this body? Oh, we've got a lot of respect for this body.
Yeah.
Oh, man has got a lot of respect for this body. We hold our life so dearly because we don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
But the bride is going to get to a stage where this life will mean nothing to her.
Yeah.
Where she's going to stand in front of the bullet and say, put it right here.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to deny Christ.
Yeah.
Why? Because she has a revelation that the scripture that said, if this earthly body be destroyed, we have one that is waiting for us. The rapture is a revelation. Faith is a revelation. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is doing something mightily wonderful in the midst of the bride. You know, we are not an organization. We don't sit to discuss what we're going to preach. Nothing comes from Jeff to us to say, hey, this is what you preach. But we've seen God over the years walking in the midst of his bride.
Amen.
Nations far away from you. Sometimes I sit home, and because of the time difference, I connect to some websites, some live services of some other message churches. And I hear the same thing I heard in church that morning.
Amen.
Is the Holy Spirit that is moving.
Amen.
In the midst of his bride.
Amen.
What is he doing? He's preparing us for the time to go home.
Amen.
There isn't more time left. But before he comes, he's going to shake this world again.
Amen.
Who is he going to use? Brother Bram? Absolutely not. Me and you.
Amen.
You want to see that time? Just come to God.
Amen.
And say, whatever you want to do in my life, just reveal it to me.
Amen.
When God reveals it to us, he will get to a stage where will be that description of that invisible army.
Yes. Amen.
That Abraham told us that Christ is preparing for himself.
Yes.
He's the one that is getting his bride ready. He's the one that's going to make her spotless, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of such.
Amen.
Let's rise up on our feet. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, the save a wretch. my heart to fear. That grace taught my heart to fear. The same grace my fear relieved. And grace my fears relieved. How precious the grace of me. Brothers and sisters, as real as I'm standing here, one day these bodies will be changed and we shall be caught up to meet with him in the air. We are not going to have less days. It's going to be an unending day. We are not going to count time. It's going to be eternity. That's where our hope is. That's where our faith is. Oh yes. Worship the Lord. If there's anything you're believing God for, now is the time to ask Him. Just ask humbly. God, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I want that revelation to be anchored in my heart that you will do this for me. For faith is a revelation. It's a substance. It's an evidence. It's not something you're looking forward to. It's something you have already. God can give that to you. And when God sees that, He respects that.
Thank you, Lord. Just sing it one more time, Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Oh, that is saved a wretch like me.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
I watch
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Why don't you praise God? We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Why don't you just thank Him for answering your prayer? Thank Him for giving you what you asked for tonight. He's more than able. Just believe it with all your heart. Accept it in Jesus' name. He can change the circumstance. He can change the problem right where you are tonight. Let God be real to you. Let God change you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I love you, Lord, and I live my voice to worship you. The Lord to be in your home. You want the angels of God to visit your home. Brother Branham said sometimes you need to take time and pray. See the tear stains dropping down on your Bible. Let the blessings of God just come into your home. But He'll never be there if you never meditate on Him. If you never worship Him, He'll not come where He's not welcome. But where He's made welcome, He abides. He abides. And He blesses. And He moves. And He changes circumstances. But He needs to be made welcome. You need to love Him. You need to worship Him. You need to thank Him for being God. Your Lord and Savior. Your healer. Your everything. You need to worship Him. You need to glorify Him. Amen. You thank God for the word tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We praise the Lord for Brother Toby being mindful to the Spirit of God. Pray the Lord will continue to bless him while he's here in the U.S. Amen. Maybe he'll get an opportunity to come back again. Amen. We appreciate that tonight. His father, Lord willing, will have him. Where is his father at? I know he's here somewhere. God bless you, brother. Amen. 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 At some point, we're going to set a date. He'll be preaching. Amen. Amen. Lord willing, this coming Sunday, Brother Danny Del Mundo from the Philippines will be speaking for us. Amen. So you just pray for that service. We need each other more now than we've ever needed. The world is turning its back more and more against the Word of God. And we need to love each other. You might see something a little different from me. I might see it a little bit different from you. We need to love each other. We're trying to get people to glory, to face the Word every day that God can bless them. Let's pray one for another. You get an opportunity to go visit somebody, go visit them. Let them know you're not walking alone. We're going to be there with you. Amen. Let's just have a word of prayer as they play softly, and we'll let you be dismissed. We appreciate the Word of God. Amen, being so rich and real to us. Lord Jesus, there's many in the world that's never heard the message of the hour. As the brother was preaching, we will be the ones standing here to speak those words. We'll be the ones that if we need to go from here to there, we'll speak those words. Lord, I've heard Brother Branham say several times that you ask him, what do you need? How do you want me to do it? And Lord, if we can get that close to you to walk faithfully, you'll speak to us and we'll speak the words. We won't just create a thought of ourselves. We'll say the words that you give us to speak. Lord, because our confidence is already in your word, then you put that desire in us to say the right things. Lord Jesus, make it more real to us. Oh God, as I hear the word of God speaking to my heart, Lord, I know that it's you. It's real. Lord, help us each one to draw on that presence of God, the Spirit of God, and to worship you. I ask, Lord, these things tonight. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. As I traveled the other day and I was listening, first I was listening to Invisible Union and how the Lord was using Brother Branham on that. And then I started listening to the message, Works is Faith Expressed. And hearing those stories about God saying, I'll give you Joseph. And somebody made fun. Don't make fun of this message. Don't make fun of the prophet. Don't say anything against him. And somebody said, oh, you meant Josephine. And they laughed at the prophet. I forget if it was a week or 2 weeks, that man died because he made fun of what God told his man of God. Sometimes a man of God will speak something. You don't know the other side of the story. Be careful what you say. Let God speak and you just be obedient. But he had his Joseph. He believed it. How about you? Do you believe it? You have that faith? Amen. May the Lord go with you tonight. God bless you, Brother Toby. Amen. May the Lord be with you each one. Amen.
May it be a sweet, sweet sound.